What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
What is up? Welcome back to Bleach Boys. As always, talking about all things Bleach, we have a new comment from Kubo saying how his cat looks kind of like Okiora. So interesting. Oh. Bleach is doing another collaboration with a mobile game. We'll talk about it again. We have so much Bleach Soul Resonance news to talk about, as they had a live stream where they kind of told us what's coming next for the game and what to expect, especially with Mayuri right around the corner, which will be out, I think, before this podcast comes out. We'll have Mayuri be released. We have three new Club Outside questions. One of them is... I've lost my Club Outside question. Hold on. One of them is asking, what happens to animals when they die? And do they also have to go through Konzo, like, to get exercise to the Soul Society?
Ooh.
Which I thought is very interesting and I think breaks a little bit of the lore. So I'm interested to talk about it. I can't wait to see. And then we have our Bleach opening tournament that we're going to talk about. It's been a big, huge upset. So we have to comment on the last week's tournament. And then we're going to go to the Discord and we're playing Two Truths and a Lie. So we'll see how well we know our audience. All that and more on this episode of Bleach Boys. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
I'm excited.
Let's see. Let's kick it off with Kubo's little comment, which I thought was fucking hilarious. So he actually said, I grabbed some crepes with a friend and played some board games. Esperization, Forbidden Lands, and Bomb Busters. He said, Misawa kept saying that Sherry, which is his cat, looks like Okiora. And now I'm starting to feel like they do look alike.
Does he have like a specific spot on the one side, or
it's just like his eyes? Like, look at the eyes of the cat and look at Okiora. Like,
I totally see him.
It looks pretty like fucking similar. You know, they just have that look.
So he's doing like the cat's like a half eye, and you can see the pupil really close to the eyelid, just like Okiora's.
Yeah,
same expression.
Pretty fucking funny. Also, very interesting that like Kubo's just playing board games now. He's just having the time of his life.
I love that he's just enjoying everything.
Hung out with a friend, got some crepes, playing some board games. Awesome, 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 awesome.
I can't wait for the update where he's like, yo, I spent all day playing Settlers of Catan.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, guys, I've been inspired. Bleach is going to take place in Settlers of Catan
now.
Yeah,
it's going to be great. There's a new Bleach collaboration happening with a mobile game. It is quite literally called Mobile Legends Bang Bang is what it's called. And as always, when I report on this stuff, I'm like, let me go ahead and take a look and see what the fuck this game even is, because I've never heard of it before. I don't really play a lot of mobile games. It is basically League of Legends.
Oh, okay.
It's League of Legends, and they are introducing, I believe they are skins for characters that are already in the game. It's going to be Ichigo, Kenpachi, Toshiro, and Byakuya. Which is not so
already out. Yeah. Now I'm extra out.
Yeah, but he's like, nope.
I mean, some of the most fucking popular. The one thing I will say, though, is the artwork they released for the characters is fucking badass. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
they did a really good job on the artwork. Very excited. Will I be playing the game? Not a chance in hell. I will not be playing that game, but I think it's cool. Always happy to see Bleach doing collabs. Which, speaking of, I feel like Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War, has been doing a fuck ton of collabs.
Oh, 100%. Like, they're pushing.
I don't know if like the license holder for Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War like changed or what it is, but they are doing a fuck ton of collabs with literally everything.
We should see how much it costs to get a license.
We'd like to do a collab, please. Like, yeah, you guys can do merch, got a game. Just for funs. Thank
just
you.
Just for funsies. We just want to hold the title for a month.
Yeah, just to say that we are collabing with Bleach and we're not going to release a single damn thing.
Then we'll
you.
Start doing stickers. We'll be like, all right, hurry, let's press.
Yeah, like it's those booths at Anime Expo where they're like, get 5 stickers for $1. And we're just, they're all just Bleach slop that we just threw on stickers.
And then there's going to be not even a curtain. It's going to be like a paper that you can like lift if you want the lewd ones.
Okay, yep.
That's how you make your money.
Yep, correct. And the lewd ones we sell full price. That's how we scam them. We 5 stickers for $1, the moment they pick up a lewd one, $10.
$10, let's go.
People would pay for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
100.
We should have a poll, too. Like, who is the hottest babe?
It's Kukaku. So, obviously. Okay. So, let's talk Pythie's favorite segment. We're going to talk Bleach Soul Resonance. I'll try and keep it as short as possible.
He's tuning out.
I'm going to play the flare Olga Marie Raid and Fate Grand Order.
Mayuri, we talked about last time, is confirmed to be the next character. He's coming out March 13th, which is Friday the 13th, which is this Friday. Ooh. Right before the podcast comes out. He's going to be a Thrust character, which we've had three
Plenty
Thrust
of them,
characters
right?
come out in a row. Gin, Nell, and now Mayuri.
And Rangiku's Thrust.
And Rangiku, correct. I guess they also talked about that for Grimmjow, which has been confirmed. It's going to be coming soon. Grimmjow and Soy Fond are the next ones that are going to be coming.
Okay.
They wanted to originally have two iterations of Grimmjow, and they ended up just going with just the one with some sort of dispute with the rights holder. So they were going to have a human form of Grimmjow, which they're going to give out for free. And then they were going to have the Pantera version. They decided just to go with just the Pantera version of Grimmjow.
Okay.
So that'll be the next one that comes. All of this news comes from Bleach Soul Resonance France, by the way, on Twitter. They are like the fucking best at getting all of the news for Bleach Soul Resonance. There's not really like a lot of official like promoting of this stuff. I get all my news from them, and like they translate it and they do their best to translate from like the Chinese subtitles and figure out what's said. They're pretty fucking good, so check them out.
I finally got Nell, Sam.
Oh, congrats.
Yes.
Nell's great. Dude, Nell's really
she's
good.
So good.
Yeah, and you can immediately just do like the triple Cero. Fucking awesome.
Oh, it's it's so good. I got all of her stamps as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Fuck, that's nice. That's nice. We also got the first visuals of Orihime and her Wekamundo outfit. Unohana, and then Hallible.
Ooh, okay.
They're going to be introducing a new game mode. It's going to be called the Abyss Challenge, and it's supposed to be a very difficult mode that's going to be permanent to the game. We don't know anything else aside from that. They're going to bring back the Limited Tower. There's going to be a new boss that's dedicated to farming Stamp Nexus, which is like the yellow balls. So they said they're going to try something to limit the power creep in the game, and all teams in the game will reach the level of the Thrust team in the coming months. So like the Thrust, you know, the last three ones. Everybody's going to reach that same power level, so that way you can use all the characters you like and you don't have to necessarily be stuck with using Naomi or Yigen, you know. They're going to bring back the times two for resources.
Sick, finally.
Inventory is going to go up. So I don't know if you run into this, but your inventory for stamps fills up very quickly.
Yeah, I
so
noticed that.
They are going to up it to 2,000 that you can have now, which will be perfect. They're discussing if they're going to add a holo type. As a type of character that you can have in there. They're adding a new boss for the frenzy mode. There's going to be more of a spotlight on mono type teams, which means like all thrust, all slash, strike. Because right now, is your best teams are pretty much two characters in Urahara.
Yeah.
That are like Urahara is like the booster in the
right?
game. Like he's the number one booster. So any two characters you like and then Urahara, that's going to be your best one.
I still just keep going Nell, Yoruichi, and then every now and then I'll swap in Rukia because I love the freezing.
She's great. Yeah, the freezing's great. If you have her and Hitsugaya, you can freeze a lot of people really
damn
quickly.
That'd be so fun.
They are gonna have a opportunity to get over 8,000 jades to claim on the Miiri pouch, which
Jesus
will be coming this Friday. You're gonna get 10 premium pulls for free. You're gonna get 10 more that'll be offered as a login bonus. So that is everything they said. And then one of the things that they said about Miiri, which is very 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 cool, because I don't know if you've noticed, Mayuri is being described as he is going to be a very complete character without having to get duplicates of him.
Oh, sick.
So a lot of the other characters that have been released so far, like even Aizen, Ichigo, I mean, all of them, they're good, but they are not complete until you get the weapon stamp, which unlocks like a new ability for them. Then you have to get their little shards. You have to get all the shards, which also helps them do more damage and all that stuff. And then some skills for some of the units are locked behind duplicates.
Yup.
So you have to get duplicates to get all of the skills. They said for Mayuri, even base level, he's very complete. Like, you will not like feel like, damn, I have a not full character. Mayuri's good to go.
That's how I feel about Tozen. I feel like he's not complete, so it's so hard to do damage with him.
Luckily, Tozen is a basic character, so you get a lot of summons to try to get Tozen, which is great. Like, same thing with Urahara. Whenever I have a chance to summon for more, I'm just fingers crossed hoping for Urahara, because he's used in literally every fucking team.
Yup.
Every team. That being said, still really having a great time with the game. I always have to put the asterisk there. Still really playing the fuck out of it. Still really like it. I basically load up the game now every day, and I do, like, all my little dailies. I do the puzzles. I do the photo taking. I do my guild quests. I deploy my units so I could get stuff. And then I level up a character, but I'm just resource fucked.
Yep.
I'm just so resource fucked. So I'm now just like level up. I raid something like fucking 8 times. I'm out of resources. I come back later in the day. I do the same thing. And then that's my playing Bleach Soul Resonance for the day. That's it.
Damn, it's becoming habitual now.
Yeah, so it's tough. I'm grinding it out. I'm trying my best there. But I'm still really, really liking the game. I still think all the characters are fucking cool. The moveset they have for Nell is awesome. The moveset they have for Gen is awesome. The moveset they have for Aizen is awesome. The moveset they have for Ichigo is awesome. They're all fucking cool. I think this game so far is like the best Bleach game I've ever played.
I think it's so fun.
I think it's awesome.
You could tell it's meant to be ported over to something bigger.
It's really cool. They still have not added, to my knowledge, the cutscenes back for the story mode. Every time we try to do it, it says like, like reviewing with the rights holder. So I don't know if there's some sort of rights dispute going on, especially with the stuff about Grimmjow that they mentioned. But I still think even as the game is now today, I think it's a fucking fantastic game. I'm very, very excited. I very, very much like the game. All right, we're done, Pythies.
Okay, good.
All right. Next, let's just keep plowing on through. Let's talk Club Outside questions. We have three questions, as always, to talk about. One of them, you don't even really get an answer. So it's going to, you know, really buckle up for this one, guys. The question is, I love how Cone is acting as Kazuya's guardian. It makes me smile. A modified soul like him must have felt something special when Kazuya was born. He must have cried when that happened. That is
ain't no way that. That ain't
is
no
the,
way.
That is the question. Kubo responds, how cute. That's it. That's it. That's
I love it. That.
Yep. So I it's really not so much like Club Outside question as much as it is a Club Outside comment.
Yeah.
You know, and then Kubo responded to it, which is, I'm sure Kubo reading that, like, it's just an enthusiastic fan just saying, like, I love Cone. I love that he's acting this way. It's so awesome. And Kubo's like, ah, oh, okay, cute.
That's
love
cute.
It.
I bet that fan actually wanted an answer and just got shafted.
Yeah. Next question. Can Aronkars read and write?
Read and write.
Mm-hmm.
Nell literally reads a book in that flashback with Noitora.
Yeah.
Kubo says, come on now. Of course they can. You must be thinking about Grimmjö. However, I don't think they can when it comes to languages from the world of the living.
He's dyslexic, guys. Leave him alone.
So it's a spirit animal, guys. Don't trash him, please. So, very
so that
good.
So there is that confirms there is a Aronkar literature.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
cool.
And that I would assume, you know, like the trope, this is a trope in like a lot of things where IRL, like let's say in universe, everybody's speaking a different language. In the anime, everybody can just understand
yeah.
like what they're saying. It just, it makes it easier. It makes quicker. Same thing like when they go to America and everybody's still speaking Japanese, but it's like, you know, like they're speaking English.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is. So I would agree with that. I would assume Waco Mundo has its own language and speech and writing and whatever it may be. And so they say just straight up world of living? Probably not.
That's foreign to them.
Yep. Yep.
So how do they understand Ichigo?
Who's the Aronkar that's just the guy that writes the books?
I kind of think it would be someone employed by Bodegon, right?
Yeah,
because
right?
he was the king of Wakamudo for a long time. I'm trying to think. Gontambine,
but he's the boxer man. I guess you can also write if you are a boxer.
But he's also very loyal to Bargon, which is why that was.
That would make sense. It would. I feel like it would have to be someone old like that.
I'm putting that into our personal Bleach lore. Gontambine is the guy that writes every book in Wickamundo.
He's writing all the personal fan fiction for Bargon.
I feel like Rudebone would be involved too.
Oh, I think Rudebone's a good one. Good one.
he creates his clones. That's how they distribute it.
True. There you go.
And you think about the most knowledgeable guy we've ever ran into is Rudebone when he didn't want to fight Unohana. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, he's already been proven to have that mental strength there where he recognizes, he's like, fuck off, I'm gone.
He's like, nah, that ain't me, boss.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying the Aronkar version of War and Peace would go so hard.
That would be cool. Ooh. That would be cool. Okay, next question. Are the souls of animals that have passed away in the world of the living also subject to soul burial? I think it would be interesting if the spirits of elephants that once used to live in the world of the living could be seen around the Sarate.
That would be sick.
So get this answer by Kubo, by the way.
Oh,
get
no. this fucking You're smiling.
Answer. He says, they are. By feeding them a soul burial snack, which is a konzoe, I believe is how I pronounce it, mm-hmm. their souls can be exercised. Before this was manufactured, they had to have their heads struck with the hilts, as in the case of the human souls.
Oh.
Like, just imagine that for a second. Like, the fact that he just dropped this shit. I have a couple of questions about this. One, there are a fuck ton of animals everywhere. Like, think of, like, Noah's Ark. Like, there's, like, a bajillion damn animals. Having to exercise them all with your hilt would take forever. Absolutely forever. Now they have a snack that you could just feed them. Like, you basically find them, you just throw shit on the ground and just like
that's
hope
like Pokemon.
Eat it.
Here you go.
Like, how annoyed are you trying to exercise an elephant? He's just not hungry right now. He just like won't fucking eat the food that you're throwing down.
Okay, Sam, you're part of Squad One. They send you out on patrol. They go, hey, some dickhead kid just poured a can of soda down an anthill. Now 900 million ants are dead. I hope you're ready to console all of them.
Is this before or after I have the Soul Burial snack?
Before the snack. Right? You're going to smash it.
Damn,
like,
it.
I killed it.
Yeah. I'd be like, fuck it. We're just going to kill it. Like, just treat it like a hollow at that point. We don't need any more ants in the Soul Society.
Dude, I feel like that would be low level Soul Reaper jobs. Be like, well, hey.
I would just love to see, like, now I'm down for a spinoff of, like, let's get the Soul Society Animal Control. Like, like, let's go way back before the Soul Burial snack was, and let's focus on, like, there's this offbeat squad. Like, not even a squad number. It's just literally Soul Society Animal Control. And they go to the World of Living and they exercise the fucking animals. Like, they're chasing down cheetahs, like, to try to fucking exercise them with their hilt. Like, excuse me, lions, tigers, a hippo. Like, what the fuck?
Okay, I got the lore. It's all the people that washed out from the academy because they could not figure out how to do Shikai. So they're not in a squad. They're just animal control.
Animal control, boys.
That would just be like the worst fucking job. The worst.
I'm also
one.
Saying I would be the most corrupt because I don't like bugs. So I'd be like, oh no, I couldn't find the spider I had to con, so guess he has to get eaten by a hollow.
Oh no, Hotto 33.
It's like, you know, we think it's really weird every time that you go out, Pythies, because we get a lot of mammals and stuff that come back, but like insects we never see when you're out on patrol. I don't know.
It's like, Pythies just dials up a spiritual pressure so they explode.
Yep.
They're just like, okay, there's a colony of roaches somebody exterminated in their attic. We need you to go get it. Yes, I will get right on that Hotto number 33.
The house burnt down too. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's like, guys, it's so weird. I think there was a gas leak in the house. Like, yep. I literally just stepped in and it fucking lit that place ablaze. I don't know.
But then I'd be corrupt. You know what? I think moths are cool. So they get to show up.
Only moths.
Well, you have to allow butterflies, like, by default, you know?
Moths, butterflies. I like dragonflies as well. Praying mantis. They're cool.
So I have a secondary, like, follow-up question to this. How does this lore interact with, like, the beast realm?
True.
Because, like, wouldn't you just assume that there's some other way that they get sent to the beast realm? And
yeah.
Unless they just, like, you exercise them and they go to the beast realm, and that's immediately where they go.
I think that feels like the implication.
Yeah, right?
And then also, you know, interesting to think, the animals affect, like, the scale.
Oh, true.
What? You know?
This really gets to the point of what is the worth of a single human life and what is the worth of 9 million ants that got drowned in soda?
Yeah. That's what we want to know. Let's send this question back to Kubo because it really begs the question. Like, now, are they part of the scale of, like, the world? Like, do they affect it? Like, let's say, like, somebody goes out and exterminates, like, an example. Isn't, like, there a time where sometimes, like, there's too many deer and there's, like, open season on deer?
Yeah.
And so they send you out to go shoot a bunch of fucking deer because they are destroying, like, a lot of the plants and they're invasive.
Like, it's like the iguanas in
Is it
Florida.
Fucking up the scale now because we just killed all the fucking deer? Like, how does that work?
I imagine that can't matter, right?
I would assume not as well.
Think of all the fish and all the...
Yeah.
Not just animals, the dinatric, like fish and all the cows and the stuff we eat for food.
True.
There's no way that counts towards the scale.
Also, like, how the fuck would they even go about getting a whale?
I was about to say, like, the same thing. I'm like,
anything
do they
that
just
lives
send
on the bottom of the
out?
Ocean? Like, how are they going to fucking go down there and get, like, a prawn? Like, what the fuck are you going
to
do?
I would hope that, like... their souls float to the surface.
Okay.
Could you imagine just a whale soul?
Yeah. So it's just like all the souls are just hovering on the surface. And it's like, yeah. You just come over and go bonk, 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 bonk. Like, the worst fucking job ever.
You're going to need that Tommy John
surgery. Half of Squad 12's development time is spent, like, making weird spiritual, like, dive suits to get down there.
You know, it's very nice they went with a Soul Burial snack. They should go with, like, the Soul Burial gun and just start shooting all the animals. It's a time-tested format. We just shoot the animals.
That okay, so once again, lore, that is your character complaining about it. Like, why don't we fix the problem?
Makes sense.
I've said time and time again, you know, you give me enough time, I'll go create the giant chlorine tablet. I'll just drop it in the ocean. We'll call it a wrap
just
right
cleansing
there.
Everything.
It's now a giant pool. It's a giant wave pool after that.
I also like to imagine, because we're all washouts from the Soul Society Academy, we don't actually have Zanpakuto. We just have, like, the Konso stamp on the end of a stick.
They don't even trust us enough to get us the fucking hilt.
Hey, I broke mine. Can I borrow yours?
Like, son of a bitch.
No, it's mine, Jose.
All right.
I'm happy with this.
Well, those are the club outside questions for this week. I thought the last one was a lot of fun.
I thought that one was
very,
funny,
very interesting. I think there, if we were to dive a bit more serious into the lore, I'm sure that fucks something up along the ways. But hilarious as always. Thank you, Kubo.
That's
love
how
it.
Yami got his dog.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Okay. Yeah. No, see, it's all coming back to
that dog ate
it's,
multiple it's, doggies.
Yami, that dog became a hollow. Because I was sleeping on the job and forgot.
Yeah,
Pythes was exterminating times, the other bugs.
We're all part of the Soul Society animal control, just like walking around. That's why he goes on CS. We're out, and you know, really, you think about it. What is Burn the Witch doing?
True,
exactly that. But for like dragons,
they said this group of people is they're too strong. They can't know that they're strong, so we're just gonna put them on pest control.
Yep, yep. If we were to fully train, we would just upset the balance of souls. That's why.
Hanging out with Phil Erman because he's got two swords.
Hey, where do you get two stamps?
The goat of the goat. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. Let's take this moment to thank our Patreon supporters. If you guys did not know, we do have a Patreon. You guys can check out that link in the description, and you can get extra Bleach Boys every single week for just as little as $5 a month. Easy peasy. You get so much content, so much more. We have been watching each and every Bleach opening live on the Captain's Meeting as we compare for the Bleach opening tourney, which I'm just honestly very disappointed in you all in this last one. I'm just like so
I was so hurt. I was hurt last week, man.
So last week we had Bleach opening 5, Rolling Star by Yui versus Bleach Sizable Bar opening 1. And it was a landslide of people voting for Bleach Sizable Bar opening 1. Like
ain't
it,
no way.
32 votes to 12. It demolished the other, like the OG, like Rolling Star by Yui, fucking 10 out of 10.
Yui was doing really well too when we like launched it.
Yeah. And then all of the fucking people who are half deaf came out and decided to vote for fucking Bleach Sizable Bar opening 1. And so it won. All right. Can't fucking believe
Congrats.
It.
Congrats.
It won. Excited for you guys. Congratulations.
I'm not fuck all of you.
So I've never been more disappointed, but. This upcoming week, we have another good one. We have Bleach opening 6, Alones by Aqua Times, versus Bleach opening 13, Rambu no Melody.
Oh.
Both very good.
Yeah, 13, my favorite.
Very, very, very good. I think if we were going just out of the first 5 seconds of the openings, Bleach opening 6 would demolish. Because that is the one where Cone and the Mod Souls are singing.
I do like that one a lot.
We will be watching those openings live and giving our reactions on the Captain's Meeting. If you guys want to check that out, please join our Patreon. Now, if you do decide to join and support us a little bit more, like at a lieutenant status, you get your name feature right here on the screen. Beautiful. Mm-hmm, or if you go a little bit higher, we have tiers that are Sternritter, Espada, Visor, Captain. You get your name read out live every single week. So, shout out to Veronica Bermudez, Pickle Rick, Sam's a BSR Broke Boy, Batman of the Gossier 13, Sarah Berry, Aether Paradox, Head Captain of Bount Chilsey, also Chad's Abuela, Vile Shadows, Triple Rule, Divine Departure, and then you put parentheses, G Willikers, and Kenjin Kamoy and Sandra Wang. Which, by the way, Kenjin Kamoy is a Sternritter, which everybody else is a captain. So,
What letter?
I think he decided on F. I think we asked F? Him this okay. before. So. Big shout out to all of you guys, and we've actually started seeing people receive their boxes.
Yay!
So the boxes have started being received. Pickle Rick, I think, was the first one to get it, which is interesting because he's actually the first one that got to a year. So I guess that all works out. It all gets well. So he got his. Everybody else should be getting theirs coming soon. A lot of you guys are on the East Coast. You know, not to dox where you guys all live, but a lot of you guys are on the East Coast. So that might take a little bit more travel time. Some of the boxes were very varying in sizes.
Yes.
So, some got shipped FedEx, some USPS. It's all over the fucking place. It's very, very expensive. So who knows when you guys are going to get them, but they are in the mail on the way to you guys. So check your mailboxes. And they're all addressed to your usernames, by the way.
Oh, that's very true. I totally forgot
so
about that.
So we wrote your usernames on all of the boxes. I think your real names are on the shipping label because I don't know if they would get there with some of your guys' usernames, looking at Vile Shadows over here. So those are coming. They'll be there very, very soon. Thank you guys for your support, as always. That was very fun. And it helped out because I'm in the middle of moving anyways. So it works out perfectly. Okay, so let's talk now. I mean, do we want to go to Fate? Do we want to talk Fate before we get too carried away here?
Let's get carried away on what?
Well, we have Two Truths and a Lie, and then we have Rez Sunsu's question.
Let's talk about Fate. Let's get it out of the way because you guys had questions.
Cool. I do have questions. I'll go first. How the fuck is John alive? How?
That's my main question. That's the only question.
Musketeer Masquerade.
Okay. Okay.
So
that is Caster's Noble Phantasm. Mm-hmm. To put it very, very simply, it's a Book of the End like Tsukushima.
Oh, so he can choose to, like, when he died, technically?
Yes, but no. The answer is don't worry about it for now.
Damn it. Okay, okay. What was his gauntlet, actually, real quick? Before it broke off. Oh, it was the Hydro Venom. Okay.
Yeah, Hydro Venom. And I also liked that Alcides got struck with Hydro Venom. The first thing he fucking does, he's like, I'm done fighting here. I'm going to go like fucking Noble Phantasm over there.
Yep.
On Gilgamesh to be an asshole.
He's like, I still have something I need to do.
Yeah, it's like, all right, well, this is fun, guys. I'm going to go over there really quick while I'm dying, and I'm going to take care of that one.
So in the myth, the Hydro Venom is the thing that kills Heracles.
I do remember seeing that.
I think straight up one of the most potent things in Greek mythology. It's Sam, you would know this character, the Archer of Black from Fate Apocrypha, the Horseman.
Yes,
that's also what killed him.
Oh, okay, good. It's good to see that's a running theme.
Oh,
so like he gets hit by this shit and he goes, "Oh fuck this."
Okay, so next one, Gilgamesh just absolutely smoked Saber. Not surprised.
Yep.
So knew that one was coming. It seems like it is pointing to the blonde haired girl being Saber's master. Question mark.
We'll get there.
Why do they keep referring to her almost as if she's Little Red Riding Hood?
Don't worry about it.
And
that's
then
for later.
We see the priest from the previous Fate series. Mm-hmm. He also was harboring our main guy that is the master of Berserker. Right?
No.
Okay, there was a little blonde-haired boy that was sitting on the bench in that flashback.
Oh, that was Gilgamesh.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
So do you remember, like, I think the first episode of Strange Fake that came out, he was about to drink a blue potion, and then Enkidu showed up, so they had a big fight?
No, I do not, but
he was going to do that. Gilgamesh just has a potion of immortality.
Oh, what the fuck?
And immortality is it de-ages him, so... He didn't age between Fate Zero and Unlimited Blade Works because he became a kid again.
Okay. So that's how that works.
Shout Gilgamesh is a character in Fae Grand Order as well.
Okay.
He's also like big in like the Fate Magical Girl spinoff.
Okay. Sure. And then I guess while we're talking about Gilgamesh, he got smoked.
He dead, right?
Boy, did he.
No fucking way Gilgamesh is
dead. Is he dead?
Not a chance in hell.
I'm not answering that.
God damn it.
I tell you right now, Jose, there's not a chance in hell that they kill him.
I love Gilgamesh. So. He's way too cool to die that early.
There's not a chance. Blew me away that that happened. Very cool effect, though.
Yes.
Like, very, very cool.
That Final Fantasy VII monster thing. Jesus.
I love just like it showed like the little smoke, like if you have a magnifying glass on his chest, and then it just like, boom, just like fucking like, went through everything.
Dude, that noise. Music to
that
me
was a great Foley.
Yes, it's just like when I heard Sonido for the first time and,
Sarah, yeah,
I'm like,
totally,
whoa,
totally.
Something's dancing in my ears.
Yeah, that shit was cool. That shit was really cool.
And so now we finally know the identity of the woman with white hair.
Oh, yes.
Woman
yes,
in
yes,
white
yes.
hair. Oh, the, fuck, what, I forget her.
Homunculus.
Is it Homunculus?
It was like another god or something, like
yeah,
Aphrodites
yeah.
or something like that.
Ishtar.
Ishtar, thank you.
So in the Epic of Gilgamesh, she is Gilgamesh's number one op.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking hates him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you the spark notes. She said, "Hey Gilgamesh, let's smash," and he said, "Nah, I'm good."
And that's been a lifelong beef since then, huh?
Actually, for real. For real, she sends the Bull of Heaven after them. It's like a whole thing, but she has never forgiven Gilgamesh for saying, "Nah, bitch."
Okay, good. Now we know.
So, number one op. She also brings in another number one op.
So, she just showed up and gangbanged him.
Yeah. Tough. It was her, Alcides Arrows, and the other berserker that I'm not going to tell you the name of yet.
Is there something piloting it? I just want to know what it is.
We'll get there, Jose.
Oh, dang it. And then... Vampire dude is Assassin's Master, right?
Correct.
And Assassin doesn't like him.
She does not like him at all.
Right, okay, yeah. I forgot for a second when she went to attack him, and I'm like, wait, isn't she his?
And like right before everything happened, he was immediately capped in the head.
Yep.
And then Jack the Ripper got pulled back. Via command spell.
Yes.
So
he's alive.
Love it. Also, we saw Gilgamesh the first time got saved by his bestie. That wasn't even
there. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because he almost got glacked the first time, and then she like came in and saved him real quick. Yep.
He's like, I got you.
And then what was it that they did with Jack the Ripper and his master?
He kind of overwrote them a little bit, so they kind of share one spirit origin.
Okay, so that's what I wasn't sure what a caster did.
He did caster things. Don't worry about it.
Okay. I figured he did some funny with it, but I was just not sure. I was about to text you, but it was late at night.
Well, so and speaking of when he first meets Caster, which was really fucking cool, Caster was like, whoa, like, you're a good mage. Like, that was crazy. Like, as he's, like, talking and fangirling over him, mm-hmm. he's also setting up spells in his shadows in case he was to mess around. He's like, damn,
that's insane. Good.
Yeah. He's like, you're simultaneously a good mage and not a good mage at the same time.
He's also like, oh, man, I can't believe you love my work so much.
Yeah, when he mentioned the Musketeers, he's like, you wrote it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So this is the second of three Alexandre Dumas that existed in the world.
Okay.
His dad was a black dude who was like a general in Napoleon's army. Then there was him, and then he had a son who was also a writer, and all of them were named Alexandre Dumas.
Okay. Yeah, because he asked him which one he was when they met, which was cool.
I was like, I didn't even know there were multiple.
Yep.
There were. They're a very cool family.
Saber's almost dying words was still just to protect the girl, which was cool. Really, really cool.
I do like this Saber. Richard's pretty sick.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Yeah.
Also, very strong unit in the game.
Good to know. What else? We ended up with a big cliffhanger. Gilgamesh got shot in the fucking chest. Alcides is, I guess, slowly dying somewhere. Like,
that shit was crazy. So well animated. That whole bit right there.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think about Ishtar turning off the gate?
I don't even know what the gate does, to be honest.
The Gate of Babylon?
Yeah, I don't know what it does.
Oh, because she has the key, so he can't access his stockpile anymore.
Oh, that's why he can't.
Yeah.
Oh.
So she was talking about that, like, when he originally left her, she's like, I was so sad, but then I found something pretty good. It's like right here, I got the key.
Oh, that's why he mentions, oh, my treasures.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Yeah, so, like, this is, this episode has people crashing the fuck out because they're all Gilgamesh fanboys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how dare he lose? He loses in every route. I don't know what you're talking about.
But not like that. Okay, but not like that.
Yeah, he did get bitched right here. TBH. Yeah. He got bitched real hard.
He got triple teamed, okay?
Nah, man. Gilgamesh is only good because he has the Gate of Babylon. Other than that, he's like a mid-tier servant.
Well, now he doesn't have it. So,
yeah.
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage 1. High quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Oh, he's not dead. He's not fucking dead. There's no fucking way they kill Gilgamesh early. Like,
what if he gives this stuff to Richard?
Well, he can't give anything to Richard now.
Pythes, I got it, didn't I?
Unless all of the shit that's on the fucking ground.
He just, all the swords that were left behind, Richard's like, mine, yeah. Mine?
He's starting a fucking stockpile.
Mm-hmm. He gets the golden armor with the hole in it, too.
Well, what if he gets a hold of the key and he uses the key to do Excalibur?
Oh, you know? Shit. Wait, is Excalibur in Gilgamesh's, armory?
I don't think so, but he doesn't have Excalibur. He has the other versions of Excalibur, though.
Okay.
He has, like, Excalibur Guillotine. He's got, like, Caliburn. He's got Graham.
And he also mentioned something when Gilgamesh defeated Richard, that, like, the reason why Richard lost is because he just doesn't have, like, conviction. He hasn't, like, figured out, like, what the fuck he's even doing.
Yeah.
Like, so he's like, how dare you fucking challenge me when you have no fucking conviction?
Mongrel.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm sure Richard's going to find his conviction and be a baddie at some point, which I'm very excited to see.
Yes, Richard might seem like a complete character, but he has development yet to do.
Okay. Good. I still think all the characters are great. Minus John and the police officer. So I think they're all fantastic. I really even like the vampire guy. I think he's cool. And then there's also, it's not even like, I didn't think it was like that big of a reveal, but the future Lancer, he knew the name of the vampire, which I assume is just from like him working with the USA and getting intel off that.
Yeah.
So, but I thought that was colossal because even the vampire's like, well studied, like, fuck, okay.
He's like, so you know me.
Yep.
Once again, he just caps him in the head. That shit made me laugh.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that
and
at all.
Didn't he ask something about like how many more bullets do you have in your head or something like that?
Yeah, he did.
Ooh, okay.
I think it was how many more hearts do you have?
Okay. Hearts, yes.
Okay.
You remember he has a bunch of hearts in his chest. He's like, I can just regenerate. Yeah. It's like Kakazu.
You gotta get all of them at once. Yeah.
All in all, fire episode as always. I'm really always very excited to watch these episodes when they come out. I think it's really good.
They're so good.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What other anime should we talk about?
I want to get your reaction to My Hero Academia, Vigilantes.
Okay, so I'm going to sum it up as when Knuckle Duster isn't there, the actual plot does not move forward, so all this just feels like filler.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, how do I want to rebuttal to that? Because it is true.
It's not bad filler. It just feels like nothing important has happened.
Well, the main bad guy going forward is going to be that Scarface guy. So
is he going to remove the shadows from his face soon? Because now it's just ridiculous.
Eventually.
Eventually he will. I don't even know.
I think it's really late, to be honest.
Yeah. So, but he is the main bad guy, so they're setting him up to kind of show what he's doing and how he's working with all that stuff. It'll all come back together, and you'll like it a lot.
All right, let's see. I simply do not care for Captain Celebrity.
Oh, love Captain
CC's
Celebrity.
Fucking fantastic.
Love Captain
so Celebrity. I don't care. These last two episodes have been following him, and he's leaving soon, and that makes me happy. I hope he dies before he gets to leave.
Damn. It's like,
damn, Pythies. Whoa.
I was just like, these are whatever episodes. I can't wait for the plot to happen.
He's had such character development, Pythies, and he's turned a whole
new
lead.
He's going to have a child now.
Yes.
He already had a kid, and he went back to Japan for a big going-away party. Should have just stayed in America.
He had to leave Japan because of all the lawsuits and sexual harassment, Pythies. He couldn't stay there.
Yeah, what a great father he's going to be. That kid is really yeah.
So negative.
Let's see. Although I will say there was one moment from the episode that did catch me off guard. It was the kids in the car were flying away. They get grabbed by a monster and the monster turns into a bomb. And I was like, oh, shit, they're going to kill the kids. No way.
Yeah.
So that got me.
Mm.
Other than that, I felt the massive urge to just look at my phone the whole episode.
Did you see that they put Kid Deku and his mom in one of the shots?
I was not paying enough attention.
Okay. Mm. Yep. In one of the shots when they're in the Sky Egg and they're like showing the merch that's there, you see Kid Deku and his mom.
Okay.
The only reason I saw that was because people were posting it everywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. It's really cool. I was just telling my wife when we were watching it, I was like, supposedly Kid Deku, and I'm like, oh, there they are.
there they are.
So, I had to look up and see if the Sky Egg was real, and it's not, but the Sky Tree is.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, so let's switch now. I'm very excited to play Two Truths and a Lie. Let's play Two Truths and a Lie. I think
I'm very excited.
Great idea.
I'm super proud of this idea.
I think this is fantastic. When I saw you post it, I was just so excited. And I haven't read any of them. I've purposely stayed out of there. And Pythies has done it where they've posted their Two Truths and a Lie, but then they've DM'd you the correct one, right? Like the one that's a lie.
Yeah, I have people's answers. So simply read whichever, and I will tell you what it is.
Okay, give me a second. Let me pull it up. So let's start with Freaks Guild, since he was the first one to answer. And he says, one, I still have less than 20 Bleach Brave Souls accounts.
Less than
so
what?
Stupid. Less than 20. I have two cats, is the second one. And three, I have a, quote, slight obsession with rom-com animes.
Okay.
So we're picking the lie, correct?
Yes.
You're trying to pick which of those is the lie.
These are all so stupid. I'm going to say the lie is that he has less than 20 Bleach Brave Souls accounts. I think he has over that.
What was the second one?
He has two cats.
I don't know why. I think it's so specific, but I'm like, I'm going to say the cats.
Okay.
You ready for the answer?
Yeah. Go ahead.
He says, I have 27 BBS accounts now.
Oh, God.
This guy's a fucking degenerate.
Yes. He says, and yes, I do the dailies for all of them every day.
That is so fucking insane. That is like actually wildly insane.
If you could transfer over like your units and stuff, that would be sick.
Yeah, they would never allow that because they would lose so much money. Like, you have to allow basically trading at that
point. Yeah, like Pokemon. Mm-hmm.
I fucking knew that that was not the truth. That guy is a freak.
So, I mean, freak skilled.
Yeah. All right, next one from the best in the world. His first one is, I'm 6'2". His second one, I'm straight edge. Okay, this is just mean. His third one is, Sam is my favorite person here. I'm going to go with number three for the false one. I'm ready to be pleasantly surprised if it's not.
6'2".
I don't love Sam at all.
I know. I was trying not to be mean.
And in emojis, he wrote underneath it, Baldy.
Okay. Thank you.
So Sam's two for two.
Okay. Next one by Cooney, our man, Cooney. He says, One Piece is one of my favorite animes. I own the AE86 Tirreno used in regular car review videos. I don't even know what the fuck that is.
I also don't know what that is.
And I play all four main string instruments in a string orchestra. I fully believe that. Cooney is a talented motherfucker.
That is sick,
he's
though.
He's a talented motherfucker, and he's really smart. So I fully believe that.
He makes his own shit for his cosplays.
That is... Oh, that's true.
I'm just going to go One Piece is one of my favorite animes because everything I've ever seen about Cooney is all Bleach.
I agree with that.
It's all Bleach.
I lurk.
Answer, fuck One Piece.
Yep, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, he's a talented motherfucker.
Sam is killing it.
I know my people. Okay, Divine Departure. Here we go. Number one, I got to play a game of Magic the Gathering with my favorite band of all time, Alisana. At 18, okay, this is insane. I don't know why he's sharing this. At 18, I got to sleep with a married woman I had a crush on since I was 14. She was 29 at the time.
Excuse me? Homewrecker. But I mean, props.
And three, I chipped my front two teeth on my birthday at the age of 12 and still haven't fixed them.
Damn.
I mean, how shocked am I going to be that he slept? I'm going to say that the slept with a married woman is not the truth. Even though he's very specific about what age she was. That is crazy. Jose?
I'm still blown away by that
Jose's
one.
Jose's flabbergasted. Like, he's lit a loss for words.
He stunlocked you with that question.
I mean, like, most guys have that dream that the older woman kind of comes on to them when they're in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But just like, damn, the fact that you actually wrote it down, I'm like, oh, maybe you did do
it. If the first one's true that he got to play Magic Gathering with his favorite band of all time, what a cool, unique experience.
That sounds sick. I'm going to say number two as well, though. Okay. It's just like,
yeah.
Fuck.
I'm going to quote him directly. The lie for mine is that I didn't get to play Magic with my favorite band.
Oh, that is so sick.
It was too cool.
Because of sound check issues taking too long, but I did get to hang out with them.
That's so sick.
That would have been really cool.
That is so sick.
Well, it's not sick because you didn't get to do it, Jose.
Well, I mean, still, he got to hang out with them, though.
Okay, sure. Sure.
I had an old coworker who used to tell a story all the time about how in the 80s he hung out and got drunk with a flock of seagulls.
Okay. But also, by the way, that just means that he really did sleep with a married woman at 18.
That is wild.
Yeah. So
18, that means he's legal.
It was not statutory rape, yes.
Could be potentially grooming, though, because it was since he was 14.
Was he talking to her before? Yeah, like, were there pictures and stuff?
Yeah, then.
The answer is don't worry about it.
All right. Black Sheep 13. His first one. My favorite show is Breaking Bad.
Okay.
I was born in the year of Tiger. I am of Arab descent.
I don't know when the year of the Tiger was, so I can't pinpoint.
Well, it rotates. It could be multiple years.
But fuck. What was the first one?
My favorite show is Breaking Bad.
That is a really good show, though. Fuck.
It is a good show, and it's a lot of people's favorites. And then the third one is he's of Arab descent.
I'm going to say the Tiger.
Okay. I'll go with Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
The lie is that my favorite show is not Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Ah, yeah. Okay.
Hell yeah. It's, for me, too a little bit too mainstream that I don't think he would have guessed.
Makes sense.
All right. Diego Ace coming out. Stepping outside of the fucking FGO channel. By the way, I popped in the FGO channel and Redson told me to fuck off.
So, you popped in? Hello!
I remember that.
Yep.
Get out.
Yep. I did it to be really negative, but he still told me to fuck off. So, Diego.
So he's justified then.
You know, they say two negatives don't make a right. You know, two wrongs don't make a right. So,
but two negatives make a positive.
True. Okay. Diego Ace, his first one. I have lost my fate Grand Order account close to 10 times over the years and still keep him back. I believe that 100% fully. I played Persona 5 Royal start to finish with no new game plus 4 times. And 3.
That's insane.
As a child, I couldn't read English, so I played the first level of Halo close to 10 times. What does the not reading English have to do with him playing the first level of Halo close to 10 times? No, I totally understand, because
as a kid, so this is why I sucked at Final Fantasy VII as a child. I would not read the things. I would just press, and hope that I knew where I was going. I'm serious.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because I didn't know I was dyslexic, but I was like, oh, I'm struggling to read, and there's way too many words popping up on my screen. I'm just going to keep pressing until I get to actually do something.
I'm going to go Persona 5 Royale, because I fully believe that he lost his fake Grand Order account. I know he's a fucking filthy degenerate.
And we're looking for the lie, right?
Yeah. I'm going to say the lie is he played Persona 5 Royale start to finish 4 times.
Yeah. Persona 5.
Jose, you almost had it. He says 3 is the lie. After the third time, I just never played the story mode. I just fucked around with my friends in Forge.
I almost had it.
That doesn't make any sense. That makes no sense. I guess we could have guessed that. Okay, I'm reading Kenjin's and I'm trying to make sense of it really quick. I don't really know how to make sense of this, but I'll read it to you guys. Okay, I get it now. I see it. Okay, sorry. I get it. Okay. Nagakura Shinpachi, second captain of the Shinsengumi, is part of my family tree. That's the number one. Number two.
Fake character.
Okay.
Number two, I live in Japan. Number three, The Tale of the Bamboo Cutter is my favorite Japanese story.
He said specifically, I'm Japanese, so I'm going to mention Japanese things to throw you off. That's the context.
Mm. Okay.
Makes sense.
Well, I kind of would hope he lives in Japan at that point.
But. Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, number three.
The Tale of the Bamboo Cutter is my favorite Japanese story. I'm going to go because I've never seen Kenjin post stuff of him living in Japan. So I'm going to say I live in Japan is not correct.
Mm-hmm. Sam would be right. He does not live in Japan.
Yep. Never seen it. If I lived in Japan, you'd be getting photos all the time. So, okay. Rez,
I'm going to post on the post on our Discord call who the fake character is that he's related to.
Okay, yeah, that is sick.
Yeah, he's very cool.
Yo, what the hell?
So he's related to that guy.
That's sick.
I think he's a berserker. I don't remember. I did not summon for him.
All right, Rez Sunsu, where the fuck did he go? I'm very excited to see what the fuck his was. Okay, number one. I have been struck by lightning. Number two, I have a second degree black belt in karate. Number three, I have an obsession with chocolate.
Y'all were struggling on this one.
I have a good guess already. Chocolate, I have a good guess. Lightning, I'm going to let Jose go first.
What was the other one?
I have a second degree black belt in karate.
Chocolate.
I'm going to go karate, and I think he's going to, like, technicality us, where he's like, I have a first degree.
Taekwondo.
I have a first degree belt in karate.
He said, I lied. I hate chocolate.
Okay, cool. Good job, Jose.
I just feel like someone who's got a second degree in black belt would take care of themselves a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, I guess we bet on opposite things, so okay.
It's okay. I am not keeping track of the points.
It's one to everything, Sam.
Yep. So, Tribberul is next up. His first one, when I was in high school, I got offers to play football from a few D3 schools.
Oh, sick.
Two, I was supposed to be an extra in a movie when I was in middle school, but ended up getting the flu. And three, I got really drunk, climbed a big tree, fell out of it, and broke 3 bones.
That seems very plausible. What if it's like, it was just two D3 schools instead
of
three?
Yeah, I think it's horseshit when you technicality the thing.
I'm gonna say number two this time.
I was supposed to be an extra in a movie when I was in middle school, but I ended up getting the flu.
That's so believable. That's fuck.
I could believe all of these. I could believe all of these.
Trivial actually doing a good job, unlike everybody else. Yeah.
I'm just gonna go with number two.
Okay. I'm gonna go. I'm going to go the football one. The football one, number one.
Jose?
I said number two, which is the he was going to be an extra.
It's number three.
Ah, okay. He's dumped all of us. Good job.
So he actually gave full explanations for each one, which nobody else did.
Okay, let's hear it.
So for the football, he says, "This is true, but I ended up joining the army instead of playing football."
Okay.
For the movie, he said, "It's true. The movie was Osmosis Jones. Some of the live-action parts were being filmed near where he was living."
I love Osmosis Jones.
Damn, that's
badass. Movie's awesome. And he says, number three, "False, I have never broken bones before, and you want to know my secret? I am always drunk."
Drunken master.
Okay.
So Chilzy got both of you.
Yeah, he stumped us. He stumped us. Chilzy says, "I ran track in high school, number one. I published the school paper in high school, number two. Number three, I think Shinji and Ichigo versus Grimmjow is the best fight in Bleach." That's just the kind of psychotic shit that he would really think is the best fight. Like,
I believe him about the, actually, I don't know about the news.
So we're not going to be able to finish this one because he never deemed me the correct answer.
Okay, well, I'm going to give my answer and he can maybe respond after the podcast. I think he published the school paper in high school was too close to home.
I agree.
And I think that's the lie.
That's what I was thinking about.
I'll double up on that. Why not? Because I don't know the answer either.
All right. Plushy. Number one, I never visited outside the USA. Number two, I'm 4'9". Number three, only bone I've broken has been my pinky.
You could easily break your pinky. I believe that. Never left the U.S. What was the second one again?
They're 4'9".
4'9". I feel like not leaving the U.S. is actually very standard for most people.
Okay. I'm going to go pinky.
Pinky? Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. It's actually the USA one. USA fake. Oh. She says, "I visited Costa Rica and Nicaragua."
Oh, sick.
Okay, very nice.
Although she did add an additional element and says, "Broke my pinky in elementary school during sports day while in the three-legged race, tripped and fell." It swole up like crazy. The teacher said it wasn't broken and gave her a wet paper towel and ice pack and told her to get over it.
Did it get purple, though?
I wouldn't know. She didn't add that part.
Okay.
Do you have an answer from Drunken Soul Reaper?
No.
I don't know if he meant to respond to you or to respond to Rasunsu, but he says, number one, Aizen and Kisuke is the best Bleach dynamic. Number two, Ichigo Zangetsu is the best Bleach dynamic. Number three, all Kenpachi lore and dynamics from Yachiru, Unohana, Zaraki, etc. is the best Bleach dynamic. So are we guessing which one he thinks? And also, you can't have two bests, brother. So you can't list three of them and all say they're the best Bleach dynamic.
I feel like something I would do.
I'm going to go Aizen Kisuke just purely based on the fact they don't interact really all that much.
I want to give a shout out to the Shamrock Shake I'm drinking.
Oh, jealous.
Nice. You had the chance to get one.
I know. Jose, guess?
B.
Ichigo Zangetsu is the best Bleach dynamic? Okay. We don't have an answer, but that's our guess. Omar Prime. He says, number one, I got into grad school.
Hey, congrats.
Number two, I met the English VA of Ichigo to Khan. Number three, I'm the favorite grandchild of five grandchildren. I really feel like it's number three right off the rip. No offense, dog, but I really
think he's just airing it out. Yeah, number three.
I think there's a lot of trauma he's dumping right there.
It says, no, two and three are the real ones.
Oh, so number one?
So he's just a loser that didn't get into grad school.
Dang.
I don't know what a grad school is.
After a bachelor's degree.
Nope.
All right. Next one, Robert. He posted the boy. Story. He said, number one, he's graduating soon. Number two, one time when I was 11, I got pissed and threw a brick at my sister. Number three, I haven't brushed my teeth in 2 years.
That's got to be a lie. That's got to be a lie.
Okay, so I know for a fact that he's graduating soon. I know, like, matter of fact that that is happening and he's graduating soon. Unless he's actually failing out and he's just been lying to me. I know he's graduating soon.
It's got to be
the teeth. I'm just going to guess opposite of you
yeah.
and just say two, that he didn't throw
one of us is
going to
get it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he has in fact brushed his teeth in 2 years, so
okay,
you're good.
Okay, yeah. That would be actually nutty.
I was like, damn.
That'd be the craziest thing.
The cavities, my guy.
Yep. Okay. Now we have one from this gentleman named Pythes at the very bottom here.
distinguished scholar.
Pythes number one. I used to lick batteries because I liked the way they made my tongue feel funny.
I'm laughing because I've done that.
My big brother once dared me to jump off the roof onto the trampoline, and I missed and broke my foot.
Oh, fuck.
I can pop both my ankles and all 10 of my fingers out of the joint whenever I want.
What? I didn't even know you had an older brother.
No comment.
I know. It's going to be B for me. I don't know why the joint one seems plausible.
I really am just gonna, I think, go for what I hope is a line. It's the battery one, but I think kids do that.
Kids do that. I know that. I've done it. That's the only reason why I think it's legit.
I'm gonna go three. So Jose guessed two. I'll guess three. That he cannot pop both of his ankles and all 10 of his fingers out of his joint.
Jose is correct. I do not have a big brother.
I've never heard you mention your brother. So I'm like, I feel like he would have mentioned this in the two, 3 years we've known you.
Yeah.
No,
I talk about
that.
My bitch ass sisters all the time, but I don't have a brother.
Jose, do you have two truths and a lie?
I do, but I'm gonna take one back because it was one of the ones that was recently used. So I'll hit you with some stuff right now.
Okay. And yes, I can. I can pop out all of my fingers and my ankles.
I feel like that's such a Pythes thing to do.
That's nasty.
I would pop it out and I could make it wave and it would freak my parents the fuck out.
Nice.
It does make going on long walks really painful because at some point they will just pop out on their own and you have to keep resetting them and that shit sucks.
Ew.
Yep. Yes, ew.
Jose, what you got?
Okay. So Sam knows me pretty well.
Yeah, let's see.
Jose was complaining about this like crazy when I was explaining it, what I was going to do last week, and he's like, but Sam knows me.
Okay,
you're trying to do is trick me. This isn't for Sam.
I'm going to guess also after you guess. I want to say.
Oh, okay.
I got my username, Knight Himself, from an anime. And then I'll explain the whole lore behind all of that later. Okay.
Sure.
I've popped my shoulder out and popped it back in a place 6 times exactly.
Okay. You're being specific because you're gonna fuck us over on the specifics here. Okay, got it.
And then the last one was when I was a kid, I was riding my scooter and it was a Razor scooter and I tried to do the like trick where you like flip it, mm-hmm. but it hit my shin. I tripped and bit a hole into my tongue.
Okay.
I'm going shoulder. That seems too specific.
Number one. Go ahead, Jose.
My boy's correct.
Because he got his username from the band Him.
So it's a combination of them. So
and
I actually
Sevenfold, I think.
So I got Him, the center part, from my favorite band Him. But Knight actually came from the comic book shop because they saw that I only purchased Batman comics and Nightwing comics.
Oh.
So they're like
Dark Knight.
So Dark Knight and Nightwing. But my original nickname came from an anime, which was King of Hearts 13, which was Domonkashu's card name.
Okay.
I've popped my shoulder out multiple times. That shit fucking hurts. It's excruciating, and I remember each one. And then the tongue thing.
Okay, so it was exactly 6 times?
Exactly 6 times. Once was in a wrestling match, and I popped it back in, but I could feel all the ligaments like kind of like stretched out. Mm. Two was later that summer, and then a couple of times we're just like playing around or something. But each time I managed to pop it back in myself, and it's I hate it. And then the thing
did you do the Thorfinn version where you punch it back in, or did you have to like use a wall?
I had someone hold it for me for a second and then just elevate it just enough for me to like angle it in the proper way.
Oof.
Yeah, and there's somewhere my coaches like held my arm and then I had to like turn into it. Yuck.
Yeah. You have reminded me of G Gundam. So hey, spoilers for the for last week's Patreon segment. I made them watch the opening to Cinderella Grey. This week, Sam, we're watching the opening to G Gundam.
Okay, heard. Okay, you guys want me to do mine? All right.
Yes, I'm so ready for this.
I'm gonna feel so bad if I get it wrong.
Here we go. I have to be tricky to try and trick Jose. As a kid, I owned two hamsters that were the exact same type of hamster, and I named them the same exact name. I did not own them at the same time. One died, I got a second one, and I named it the same name. All right.
Fluffy died. You got not even Fluffy 2, just Fluffy again.
Yeah. Number two. In middle school, I hiked and climbed all the way to the top of Half Dome in Yosemite. So I climbed all the way up the rail that you have to go all the way up to the top of the rock, and I went to the top of the rock in Yosemite Middle School.
I feel like I remember you talking about doing mountain climbing like that.
Number three, when I was a baby, I came out with an extra ligament, and I'm not talking about my penis.
Okay. I wasn't going there. How old were you when you had these hamsters?
It would have been probably end of elementary school, beginning of middle school.
I feel like you were at that point, you would have been too old to like just name it the same thing. You'd have been like, oh, that's Fluffy. Okay, well, this one's Ruffy. I already forgot what the last one was.
I was born with an extra ligament when I popped out.
I mean, you got scoliosis. I don't. That feels real. that feels like something that would happen to you.
Okay.
I'll go the Yosemite one. Why not?
Okay. Jose,
I'm gonna go with A.
The hamsters.
The hamsters.
So, drum roll. Pythes is correct. So I scumbagged Jose on this one. I knew he wouldn't remember. In middle school, I did do the hike all the way up to Half Dome. But there's an additional section where...
Oh, my God. That's where I was getting it confused.
Where you have to... So once you get up to the base of the giant dome, it's literally called Half Dome. If the weather is correct, they literally install rope railings. Mm-hmm. And you go one by one. You get gloves that are just in a bucket at the bottom of it. You get gloves and you pull yourself up the side of the thing. And when people are coming down, they come down the same way. You all have to hug onto one side of the railing. I hiked all the way up to the base of Half Dome and I said, fuck you, I'm not doing that part. So so I did not climb to the tippy top of Half Dome. I sat at the bottom.
I remember Cody telling me this story. Yeah. I very specifically remember Cody telling me this story.
I didn't know that was part of the hike. Fuck that. So
yeah, I remember Cody saying like, oh, Sam hiked all the way up to Half Dome, dude. I can't believe it.
Yep.
Fuck.
I was born with an extra finger. I was born with an extra finger on the side of my pinky. I don't know if the camera will pick it up, but you can see I have a little bump right here still. And it wasn't like usable or anything. Otherwise, I would have wanted to keep it. You know, that would have been fucking cool. So what they do is they basically just tie like a little string and they just cut off the blood circulation because you're a baby. Like it basically like just falls off.
Yeah.
It's like bops off.
That's how they castrate animals.
Yeah. Similar thing. So my pinky got castrated. and then I did indeed. I had two hamsters. My first hamster, I named him Bob, and he was an angel of a hamster, just a lover hamster. He died to like cold nose disease, which is like a thing that a lot of hamsters and like little rats and stuff die to. And then so I was so distraught, I wanted a second one. And I literally just named him Bob again. and then Bob 2, which I will refer to him as. He was the biggest asshole piece of shit hamster I've ever owned. I like fucking bought him and then he never wanted to be held. If I ever tried to pick him up, he'd bite me and try to dart and like run away. He was a dog shit hamster. So, yeah, there you go.
Now I remember. I'm thinking of Melissa's hamster.
Yeah. Yep.
I feel like they weren't the same animal. We have had multiple animals in the house whose name was Baby.
Okay.
Like two different birds, but two different species. And I think my sister also named a fish Baby. But I guess that's not too far out. But really, man, not even Bob too. Like
no,
Boogaloo?
Just Bob. Bob and Bob.
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 I mean, you can name as many things Bob as you want to name a Bob.
That's true.
So.
Well, I very distinctly remember you talking, I think, just back in the BBS streaming days about you climbing some kind of mountain. So I was like, I think I'm throwing on this.
Yep. No, no. You were correct, Pythies. You got it.
All right. I'm him.
All right. Well, let's end it there. So we're going to go over to the Patreon. We're going to talk about, obviously, the Bleach opening tournament that's happening, which is two very strong openings going up against each other. We have Bleach opening 6 versus Bleach opening 13, both bangers of their own times. And then we're actually going to talk about Rez Soonsu's question as well, which he wanted to know, if we could voice act any character in Bleach, who would we pick?
Ooh.
So very, very good question. So we'll go over there and we'll talk about that. And then I guess we're watching the G Gundam opening as well. So
yeah,
you guys check that out. Check us out on Patreon. If not, join the Discord. It has the best people and the most fun in that. All that will be in the link in the description down below with the video. All right. Goodbye, everybody.